Hey everyone, welcome back. Are you ready to dive into some really cool stuff? This time, we're tackling AI in the workplace. And wow, you guys sent in some seriously interesting articles and research, huh? Seems like everyone's wondering how AI is already shaking things up at work.
It's true. The sources really drive home that AI isn't science fiction anymore. We're not waiting for the future. We're living it. Like, look at Gemini, ChatGPT.
Huh.
Heck, even Microsoft Office is getting a huge AI makeover.
Right, AI is here, and it's moving fast. But what does that actually mean for our everyday work lives? One article mentioned that some jobs will be impacted more than others. I bet that's got everyone thinking, hold on, is AI coming for my job?
It's the question, right? Okay, so remember life before smartphones? You probably memorized phone numbers, used actual maps. Now imagine that before and after for your job. What if AI could do those tedious tasks or analyze info way faster? That's the kind of shift we're talking about here.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it, but can we get specific? Everyone's heard of ChatGPT by now, but how does a chatbot actually help me at work?
It's easy to think ChatGPT is just for fun, like writing silly poems. But for creative folks, it's a game changer. Imagine. You're stuck, staring at a blank page. ChatGPT can help brainstorm, draft emails, even make your writing sound more professional.
Like having a brainstorming buddy and an editor all in one.
You got it. And the best part, it doesn't kill your creativity, it boosts it. No more agonizing over first drafts and the time you'll save. You'll wonder how you ever worked without it.
Okay, you've got me interested. Now, what's this co-pilot thing I keep hearing about? Is it like having an awesome coworker who can read your mind?
You know, it's kind of like that. Picture this. You're drowning in spreadsheets, trying to make a last-minute presentation. Or maybe you have tons of data to make sense of. Copilot swoops in, analyzes everything, makes your slides, finds the important stuff while you focus on the big picture.
Sounds amazing. Less time on formulas, more time brainstorming with my team, actually thinking strategically.
Exactly. And then there's Gemini, like having a research assistant available 24/7. Remember those late nights digging through research papers or trying to understand complicated data? Gemini can analyze it all and find those golden nuggets of information, the kind that would normally take you, like, forever to find.
Wow. It's like having a team of experts on call 24/7.
Right. And this brings us to a super important point from the article. The real magic happens when these AI tools become part of our everyday routine. Like, they become an extension of our abilities.
So the more we use them, the more natural it becomes, like using our smartphones or browsing the web.
Exactly. It's about changing our mindset from AI is something new and strange to AI is my helpful work buddy. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, this idea that AI will change jobs in different ways. You've also got a fascinating graph that shows how different jobs might be affected by AI. And trust me, it's not one size fits all.
Right. And that's what makes this so interesting. It's not just about AI itself, but how it will reshape every industry and job differently. So where do we even begin? This graph shows that customer support and data entry are at the forefront of this AI wave.
Exactly. Those roles often involve a lot of repetitive tasks and data, which are like AI's bread and butter. The graph suggests a huge potential for saving time, so employees can then use that time for more complex problems or tasks that need, you know, a human touch.
So instead of just answering the same questions all the time, customer service reps can use AI to know what a customer needs before they even ask.
Exactly. It's about making those jobs even better, not getting rid of them. And for data entry, imagine AI inputting and checking data with crazy speed and accuracy, way better than a human could, so those employees can use their brains for analyzing and critical thinking.
Wow. AI does the boring stuff, and people can focus on strategy and the bigger picture. It really makes you think differently about how jobs could change. What about jobs that seem like they really need a human touch, like marketing and sales?
You've hit on such an important point. Let's explore how AI will impact those fields. But first, Shar, great question. And the answer's not so simple, right? The graph you sent actually shows this. Like, there's big potential for AI to make things more efficient, but it's not about to replace humans entirely.
Okay, interesting. So no AI taking over and writing ad campaigns or closing deals by itself?
Not yet, at least. But what it can do is make marketing and sales folks even better at their jobs. Imagine AI finding your perfect audience, like super specifically, and tailoring messages for each person. It could even tell you what's working and what's not in your campaigns, like instantly.
So instead of spending hours digging through data and tweaking things manually, marketers can let AI do that while they focus on the big creative ideas and building those relationships.
Exactly. It's working smarter, not harder, right? And for sales, AI can help prioritize leads, personalize those outreach messages, even analyze sales calls to figure out what's landing and what's not.
It's like having a superpowered assistant, crunching numbers and spotting patterns so salespeople can focus on what they're good at, connecting with people. Now, what about something like accounting? It feels like that's always going to be about numbers, spreadsheets, and those late nights crunching data.
Oh, there will definitely still be numbers. But that's exactly why accounting is ripe for an AI revolution. That graph actually shows a huge shift towards AI in this field, maybe even changing what it means to be an accountant.
Now you've got me really curious. What's AI doing that's shaking up the accounting world?
Think of all the stuff that bogs accountants down. Invoices, data entry, reconciling accounts. AI can do all that with crazy speed and perfect accuracy. And that frees up accountants for, like, way more strategic stuff.
So less time staring at spreadsheets, more time actually understanding the finances and giving expert advice.
Exactly. Imagine accountants using AI to really dig into the data, spot trends, even predict how things will go in the future, and then give their clients solid data-driven advice. It becomes less about the numbers themselves and more about what they mean and how to use them to make smart choices.
Like the difference between having a calculator and having a financial guru by your side. So AI helps accountants become those trusted advisors guiding the big decisions. This is really eye-opening. But what about jobs where you'd think human creativity and ingenuity are irreplaceable, like software development, for example?
Yeah, software development's interesting. AI can definitely help with some stuff, like writing basic code or finding bugs. But the graph shows it's not about to replace human developers anytime soon.
So no robot overlords taking over the coding world just yet?
Not quite. See, AI can help automate the more routine parts of coding. But it's the human element, the creativity, the problem solving, the ability to think outside the box. That's what's still essential for developing truly great software.
So it's more about AI and humans teaming up, each playing to their strengths to build even better software faster and more efficiently.
You got it. Finding that sweet spot where human ingenuity meets AI's processing power is where the magic happens. Now, how about project management? That's all about staying organized, communication, juggling a million moving parts. Where does AI fit into that?
Yeah, it's hard to picture AI managing all those personalities and curveballs that come up in projects.
You're right. Project management is all about people. And the graph does show that AI is being adopted more slowly there compared to other fields. But that doesn't mean AI has no role to play. In the right hands, it can be a project manager's secret weapon.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. How can AI help those organizational wizards level up their game even further?
Imagine AI helping streamline all those workflows, automating schedules, even analyzing data to flag potential problems before they happen. That frees up project managers to do what they do best, lead their teams, keep everyone in the loop, and make sure projects stay on track, even when chaos hits.
So again, it's not about AI taking over, but giving project managers better tools and insights to lead more effectively. You've given us a lot to think about. But before we go any further, you mentioned earlier we'd look at companies actually using AI in innovative ways.
Absolutely. And the two examples in these materials, Tatar and SoundBranch, they give us a sneak peek at the really cool stuff that's possible when AI is put into action.
Okay, I'm all ears. What makes these companies stand out in the world of AI?
Well, Tatar is totally changing how we learn. We've all been there, right? Mm-hmm. Stuck with a learning platform that tries to be everything to everyone. It's overwhelming, takes forever. And you end up feeling like you're drowning in irrelevant info.
It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, you know?
Exactly. But Tatar said, nope, we're doing this differently. They're using AI to create a learning path just for you, figuring out what skills you need, what content is relevant, basically acting like a personalized learning guide for each employee.
That's amazing. It's like the platform actually understands you and wants you to succeed. So it's not just about giving you information. It's about making learning engaging and effective, right?
Got it. And then there's SoundBranch. They're using AI to completely change how we capture and use the power of, well, just talking.
Now that's interesting. Tell me more about how SoundBranch is changing the game.
Think about all those meetings, presentations, even just casual chats where we share important stuff out loud, but it often gets lost or forgotten. SoundBranch uses AI to take recordings, turn them into searchable text, and even summarize the key points.
Wait, so instead of frantically taking notes in a meeting or trying to remember some brilliant thing someone said, I could have AI capture it all for me.
Exactly. It's like having a second brain in the room, listening, remembering, and then giving you the highlights and action items.
That's a game changer, I'm telling you. I can see how that would be so helpful for everything from meeting minutes to brainstorming sessions, no more wasting time trying to find that one nugget of gold buried in hours of recordings.
Exactly. And what's really cool about both Totara and SoundBranch is they're not trying to replace humans with AI. They're using it to make us better.
Like we've been saying, it's about working smarter, not harder, right? Using AI to take care of those tedious tasks so we can focus on what humans do best. Be creative, solve problems, connect with each other. But let's bring this back to our listener who's fascinated by AI in the workplace. What does all of this mean for them?
The big takeaway here is that this isn't some far-off future. We're living it. Everything we've talked about today, these examples, that graph, the main ideas from all the stuff you sent in, it all points to one thing. The people who embrace AI and learn how to use it are the ones who are going to thrive.
So it's not about being scared of robots taking over. It's about taking these incredible tools and using them to our advantage to make our work lives easier, more productive, and hopefully even free up some time for those passion projects we've been putting off.
Absolutely. This whole shift might seem overwhelming, especially with technology changing so fast. But we don't have to become AI experts overnight.
Right. It's about taking that first step, trying out these tools, and gradually making them part of how we work. Just like any new skill, the more you use it, the easier it gets.
100%. And as AI gets even more advanced, so will we. It's a journey,
yeah.
Right? And the key is to be curious, be open to learning, and hey, maybe even get a little excited about all the possibilities.
It really does feel like we're on the edge of something massive, you know? Kind of like when the internet first came out. Nobody quite knew how it'd change everything, but we all knew it would.
It's wild, isn't it?
Mm.
And the best part is, we're not just watching it happen. We can actually help shape how AI is developed and used at work and just in our lives in general.
Right, that's an exciting thought. We're not just passengers. We're actually helping steer the ship.
That's right. And that brings us back to our listener, the one who sent in all these thought-provoking questions about AI in the workplace. We've covered a ton of ground today, from how these AI tools actually work to how they're changing entire industries, even what certain jobs look like.
We've seen how AI can help us work smarter, get more done, maybe even have some time for ourselves again.
But most importantly, hopefully, this whole deep dive has gotten you thinking, given you a starting point to figure out how you can use AI to achieve what you want.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, AI is just a tool. Like any tool, it's all about how you use it.
So true. As you learn more about AI, always ask yourself, how can I use this to actually make things better in my work and in the world?
Such a powerful question. And on that note, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of AI in the workplace.
Remember, everyone, the future is now, and it's being shaped by people just like you.
So keep exploring, keep innovating, and until next time, keep on diving deep.